holy places. The old method of praying, laying hands on the sick, that's good. That was Luther's days, friend, back in the automobile or so forth. We're beyond that now. Remember Jesus come to the Jews, the old days? Jairus said, come and lay your hands upon my daughter and she'll live. But the Roman said, I'm not worthy that you come, just speak the word. He recognized the power of Christ, that he was over all things. Now, if Christ is over all things, he's got to keep his word. He's king, he's God. He must keep his word. The works that I do shall you also. Now, as far as healing somebody, nobody can do it because it's already done.
Amen.
It's already done. It's just the recognition of it. See? The recognition that he is in our presence. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Now pray for a few minutes. Say, God be merciful. Heavenly Father, that the people might know, there might be strangers here, that they might know that this that I speak of is true. I'm just, in my poor, humble way, Lord, I try to present the gospel the best that I know how. Lord, may the people overlook my grammar and just realize what I'm trying to say. I pray that you'll confirm this and make it real for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, friends, there's probably 200 or 300 prayer cards here. It would be hard for me to ever take them up here one by one. If you got about 4 or 5 of that discernment, I'd be laying on the floor perhaps. Maybe you're so weak, I wouldn't even know. A vision, when you see a vision, it's got to be interpreted to you many times. It just isn't just exactly. It's just got... Now, you do that yourself. Your own faith is... The woman's faith touched the Lord Jesus. And she believed that he was God's Son. And it drawed the power from him to her, give her desires. And he turned around and told her condition had been healed. See, thy faith has saved thee. Now, this scholar sitting here, I know that word is sozo. Thy word has saved thee. Thy faith has saved thee. Just like your faith saves you from sin, your faith saves you physically. See? From sickness. Now you must believe it. I'm asking all to be real quiet and real reverent for a few minutes. And may the Holy Spirit, now just at least 2 or 3 people in this audience is all I ask for, that you might see that this isn't spontaneous and whatever more, the Holy Spirit is here to manifest himself. Now somebody in the audience, I don't know one person outside of my beloved sister Upshaw sitting here that I can see in the audience at this time that I know. She's the only one. And now, I can't, it's just like your conscience. See, your subconscious is where you dream. I had a physical examination here a couple, 3 years ago about time, wave, brain wave, you know. And the doctors come out, they said, hey, you're a funny guy. I said, what's the matter? I said, you know what? I said, you could dream when you're wide awake. I said, well, I said, you can dream when you're wide awake. I said, here's your first conscience. That is controlled by your 6 senses. See, taste, feel, smell, and smell. Your first conscience is only active as long as you're in the 6 senses. That here is your subconscious. That when these are inactive, then you go to your subconscious. When these are inactive, you're asleep. And you go over here and dream a dream. Some part of it goes over there. Then when you come back over here, so then you remember what you dreamed when you was out of your senses. The feel, taste, smell, and hear. See? And said, that's ordinary. Said, we never see it before. But both of yours are laying right here together.
Yeah.
Said, both your timing waves, some subconscious and your other conscious. That I never heard of it before in my life. Said, man, you could dream a dream standing up and wide awake. I said, doctor, did you ever hear of a vision? I said, no, I don't believe I ever did. I said, are you a believer? He said, I'm Presbyterian, Brother Branham. I said, that's all. I said, the pastor's got some... people down there every Thursday night said, all I hear is Presbyterian, Presbyterian, Presbyterian. So I don't even go down. I said, did you ever read the Bible? He said, I have. Do you ever hear what the old prophets of the Old Testament went off in another dimension? He said, is that what you're talking about? I said, that's it. He said, well, that would be wonderful. Say, Brother Graham, you ought to go. I said, I already been interviewed by Mabel. And I said, but look, do you ever dream a dream, doctor? He said, oh, sure. I said, dream me a dream, then. You're supposed to sleep and dream me a dream. Tell me what to do. You couldn't do it. But ever who controls you could give you a dream of me, and then you can wake up and tell it. I can't do it either. I can't say what and hear. It's got to be him that does it. And your faith in him confirms this word. Just that woman, no matter what anybody said, she believed if she could touch his garment, it would happen. Now, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, that's the only thing it is. You see, when you see impersonations and so forth, it kind of makes you a little upset, but... just go on anyhow. It'll be all right. See? Now look, you've got to be born for that. You're born, and all natural gifts come to you. Gifts and callings are even without repentance. like a man like I was talking to Paul Keene a while ago about like Ernie Ford and Red Ford and Elvis Presley. Those fellows have big talents of singing and using it for the world. God gave them them talents, and see what they're doing with it? Like Judas Iscariot getting 30 pieces of silver out of it to the one who gave it to him. They ought to be using it for the kingdom of God. And when you mix it, I think they shouldn't be allowed to sing a hymn. That belongs in the church, but the people, not out there to make more hypocrisy. Going to South Africa, they say, what, Elvis Presley is a very religious boy. He sings hymns. That doesn't mean nothing. To me, it's another Judas. And all them people that take them gifts of God and perverse them. Even to a minister that'll take it and pervert it to a creed instead of the Word of God and use his influence to influence by a creed and not the Word of God. It's a secondarily Judas. I don't, I wouldn't have said that. If I hurt you, forgive me. I'm not supposed to say that. All right, here's one thing. I can say what he tells me. You pray. My Lord, one word from you will mean more than I can say in a lifetime. I'm believing you, promising I'm yours. Let them see that your spirit is here, and when they come up to this prayer line to be prayed for, they'll understand. A prayer of faith shall save the sick. I pray that they'll see that it isn't your servant, it's you. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Step quiet.
Hallelujah.
I can't make this. You say, Brother Branham, well, I can't tell you. I only can as he shows me. Jesus said, I do nothing till the Father shows me first. What I see the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise. Here, if you got your heads up, look here. See, stepping out here at the end of the row, that little lady? She's suffering with a female trouble, a lady's trouble. Right, young lady. Right. Greenage and everything. That right, raise up your hand. Your total strength. A little lady, there's a light right over sister, right at the end of the row. There's a little lady, young woman with hair. I see her at the back. If you believe right now, now you know something happened right then. Just all at once something just went through you, wasn't it? That was your healing. See? That's just when it relieved and took away. Your faith saved you. Isn't that the same thing our Lord did? That she had a blood issue, that woman. She touched his garment and turned around. He felt it. He looked. He said, it's your blood issue. She felt stopped. That was exactly the same thing Jesus Christ did. What is it? It's him. Oh, I know you've seen everything, but I'm only responsible for this. God's only responsible to his word. Here, that you might know, sitting right behind her is a lady sitting there with epilepsy, has epilepsy spells. If you believe God will take the epilepsy away from you, lady, he'll do it if you believe it. Have faith. Don't doubt. See what I mean? Not somebody over in this section, over here somewhere. Don't you see? See, it, what it is, you're looking. Let me say this one thing before I go, now to kind of rest myself. See, that gets you. That takes more strength than what I preach. Certainly. See, that's you using God's gift. If God would give the gift, give the vision automatically, like Jesus saw Lazarus dying, went away from home and waited, and then told him what would happen and went back and did it. He never said he got weak. But that one little woman, that was the woman using God's gift. It's you. God's gift, when he operates it, it doesn't do it. But when you operate it, that's when God's got you in his hands and say, this will be this way, here and here and here. This is the way it'll be. That's the way it is. Don't bother you. But when that person reach in and pull that, that's what does it. That's what does it. The people today, the lady of the church age, the last countdown. Did you see the other night just before the Pope of Rome made his first visit in all history to Jerusalem? There never has been a Pope in Jerusalem since before. See? He went from Rome to Jerusalem. The church, the moon represents the church, reflecting the light of the sun in its absence. God does the signs in the heavens before he declares it on earth. Do you notice? The moon went to a complete blackout. Jerusalem is the oldest church in the world. See? And when this ecumenical council and these things, man, I hope you, if you're here, that this really goes to you. When you're joining yourself, don't you know you're taking the mark of the beast, my friend? Or you say, if I see it happening, it's too late, then you've done nothing. Too late at that time. Remember, they come to buy oil, but they couldn't do it. Did you notice? What happened? What made that moon black out? the world got in the way of it. So has the world got in the light of the Scripture. Amongst the Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostals, and all of us. That's what the blackout's for. And did you notice the Laodicea church age also was the only church age that Jesus was on the outside trying to get in? Did you notice he never said, let them alone? Jesus is the Word. Is that right? The manifested Word. Now, he was not. See, walk away and left him. But he was trying to get some cooperation somewhere. He that will open the door, I'll come in with sup with him and he with me. But no door, see? Just trying to get in on the outside. They don't reject man. They reject God. You believe that little lady sitting there with the sunglass on? Yes. You believe that? That's the deep thoughts right then. Your eyes will be healed if you believe it. Now, let me tell you. Someone says she's got glasses on, and needs to do it. No. Look here. Come here. Now come here. Just look at me at least a minute. You believe me to be his prophet or his servant? You believe it? You do it. You should have with them thoughts you were having, man. Thinking how mysterious, what a great revelation that was of the moon represent that. Is that right? Is that right? Raise up your hand. Now how could I know what she was even thinking in her heart? The Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts that's in the heart. Now, pray for somebody or do something. Here's what pops in your heart right now. Here's what's in your heart. You've got two brothers that you're praying for, and they're both alcoholics. If that's right, raise up your hand. All right, there you are. See, there it is. See, it's sharper than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Don't you see, friends? We pass speaking in tongues. We're an astronaut age. Here's a man right in front of her with his head bowed. Got thin hair, wearing a white coat, got glasses on. He's got a spiritual problem that he's... John Thomas. Oh, wait a minute, I know that man. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I know the man. That's right. I believe I met him once somewhere. I can't think of... I believe it was in Tucson. You're not long ago, I shut your hands at a... that's right. But you was calling God right there. You got a great spiritual problem that you don't know how to control. Look, Mr. Thomas, don't worry, it's going to come all right. Now, that you might know that this, you said, well, he knew the man. Well, that's his wife sitting by him. I didn't know that was Mr. Thomas's problem. He witnessed that. But his wife sitting next to him there has the ear trouble that she's suffering with. Is that right? That's right. All right? Here, take the next lady. Next lady to her. Look this way, lady. You believe me to be his servant? Little lady with a red coat on. You believe me to be his servant? You suffer with a trouble, too. You have headaches all the time. You believe God will heal him? If you do, raise up your head and hands and say, I believe. All right. That's all right. All right. If you believe. Here, the little lady with the blue coat on sitting next to her. Do you believe, sister? You believe God can heal heart trouble, make you well? You do? All right. You can have it. Lady sitting next to her, the elderly lady, gray-headed. You believe God can heal too? High blood pressure, make you well? All right. You can have your healing. The lady sitting next to her, you have trouble with your ears also. You believe God heals ear trouble? Then you can have your healing. Lady sitting next to her. Do you believe, lady, with all your heart that God heals? Got something you're praying about? You believe with all your heart that God heals? All right. If you believe that with all your heart, your stomach trouble can be well. You can go home. Eat your dinner and be well. Mister, you sitting next to her. Do you believe that God can heal you also and make you well? Would you accept it? How many rest of you will believe it with all your heart? Sure you will. Stomach trouble, heart trouble, God heals it all. Makes it well. That's right. If you, the man sitting next to you has got back trouble. You believe God heals back trouble, sir? You do? The lady sitting next to you has back trouble also. You believe God heals back trouble, lady? All right, she can have yours. That's right. Oh, only thing you have to do, lady sitting next to you has got colon trouble. That's right. You believe God will heal your colon trouble, lady? You do? Here, on down the line. Look, there's a brain injury sitting there. You believe God heals brain injury? You do? You can have it. The one sitting next to you has epileptic fits. You believe God heals epilepsy? One sitting next to you has eye trouble. You believe God heals eye trouble, sir? One sitting next to that little boy, he also has epilepsy. Do you believe God heals the epilepsy? His loved one sitting there with him has trouble with her head. Do you believe that God will heal your head trouble, lady? All right, you can have it. Amen. What is it? The Word of God. For this day is sharper than a two-edged sword. Jesus Christ, an astronaut, power. Now, I want to know how many in here is going to be praying with me while we're praying for these things. Listen, look, if you're going to come through over here to be prayed for, just say, well, I'll go over and see how it happens. You just might as well get your seat. It isn't going to happen. Now, he cannot do one more thing and will never do one more sign before the people. That's according to the Bible. I want somebody to tell me one more sign that he promised to do besides what he's done right here, as it was in the days of God. In Malachi 4, and the promises that he made. All who drive into the same thing. There will not be any more sign given to the church. The next thing you'll see will be a flight into heaven. They'll be taken up. Don't miss it, friend. Remember, listen to my voice. It'll haunt you all your life if you haven't got it. Out yonder when you're suffering for your punishment and we're weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, that voice will scream back and forth. You hear it all the time in that weary, spooky place of hell. Don't fail. Now is your opportunity. Now, you know, there's just a minute.
I wonder if I can get... Would y'all, you both stay with me and help me pray for you?
Now, if these ministers over here, I wouldn't leave this place. Now look, I've said some pretty rough things about airplane, automobile. Remember, they're horsepower too. All of it's horsepower. The church is just moving up. Holy Ghost power. It's the Holy Ghost that we're justified by. You ministers know that, don't you? The Holy Ghost sanctifies. The Holy Ghost fills us. The Holy Ghost gives us rapture and faith. See, as we move up. Now, I wouldn't leave this country here, and you all thinking that you're, Brother Branham something. I ain't even worthy to sit with them pastors. I have no schooling. I'm one out of season. And that's the reason God just lets me do this little thing here, just to confirm what your pastor's been teaching you. They're a man of God. Listen. You're sick, you don't have to wait for Brother Oral Roberts or Brother Paul King or me or anybody. Your godly pastor, his holy sanctified hands upon you. You know you called him to pray for you? He laid his hands upon you when you're burning with a fever. First thing you know, in a few days you haven't got that fever and you're well. What is it? It's your pastor's faith with yours. He's not a sideline man. He's God's servant right up in the front line with a two-edged sword in his hand. Certainly. Sure is. I'm going to ask these pastors to come here, stand with me while we pray. Will you do that? All of you? Come right here. I'm going to get right down with you, and let's make a double line right here. Now when the people are healed, they see. I want your hands, Pastor. You, my brethren. And now if you come saying, well, no, don't do it. Don't take somebody else's place. See? You come knowing that you're going to get what you've asked for. Just look at here, what a bunch of ministers. Oh, my. I met most of these men. I know them. I know them by meeting them at breakfasts and so forth. They're godly people. They're God's servants. Now, look at here. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost separated itself. And tongues of fire set upon each one. The great pillar of fire separated. And each one received a portion of that Holy Spirit upon them like tongues of fire. Well, if you put one tongue of fire and two tongues of fire together, you got twice the strength that you had in one. Remember, was it Ezekiel in his vision of the two sticks in the hands, you see? Now look here what you got. All these men of God. Besides that, how many in the audience out there is going to be praying? Raise your hand. Look at here. Now, you people in the prayer line, look at this. Look out here what's going to be praying for you. Hundreds of people. Now, the Holy Spirit is here right now. Jesus Christ proving himself is here. He can't do no more than that. Now, how many in the prayer line, please, raise your hand. Now, let's all. I'm going to have Brother Borders or somebody's song leader. Who is the song leader? You got the mic there? All right. I'm going to have some of them to come here and sing that song, Only Believe. All things are possible. Only believe. And as they sing this song, I want every person to be in prayer. Don't let something outstanding happens. Don't even look up. Now, you've got to be sincere. It's between death and life to some of these people. They're right there with cancer and tumor and TB and everything dying. What if that was your mother? If somebody's remembering. Now, be real reverent. And when they come by, and we lay hands upon them, coming right down with these men, and as we lay hands upon those people, you pray that they'll be healed. And now, you in the prayer line. I can only tell you. Now, back there, and all that'll be in the prayer line. When you come through, do this now. If you're going to believe me, look, when you come through this line, and when you walk in that line, just remember it like you're walking under the shadows of the cross.
Hallelujah.
You're doing, these men are doing exactly what Jesus said for them to do. They shall lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. I'm coming down, as I said at the beginning, spreading my net with them, that we might do everything we can to help you people. Will you believe? Now let's pray first, because it said, you know, Peter went and prayed in the side of the room where Dorcas was dead, and then went over and laid his hands up on her. After he prayed, he got up, went over and laid hands on her. Elijah walked up and down the floor until the Spirit come on him. Then he went and laid his body on the dead baby. You remember that? Now we're going to pray and then lay hands on you as you pass through the line. And you come to here, and as soon as those hands touch it, raise up and accept your faith and go on off praising God. Be an astronaut now as you come through. Just fly away from all the unbelief. Our Heavenly Father, this comes to the climax and the crucial moment. The greatest thing can happen to the sick people is right now, where a mass here of hundreds of people will be passing through a prayer line of ministers that you've called from all walks of life, and they give their life to you in honor of the Word of God and their calling. Here in this box is handkerchiefs going to the sick and afflicted. Lord Jesus, let each of them recover as we send them in the name of Jesus Christ. And as these sick people come through this line, may every one of them, Lord, have faith now. May they make up in their mind and say, I've been playing around. I'm not going to play anymore. If I'm going to believe, I'm going to believe right now. I've seen the living Word of God made manifest. I know in this room Jesus Christ is somewhere. Surely the one that He manifests Himself through will not tell us wrong. Or you said, if there be one who's spiritual or prophet, what He says comes to pass, then hear Him. Lord God, may that be in the people's mind that I'm trying to tell them that you are not dead, that you're living right here now. And your anointing is upon your church and your people. Let them be healed as they pass through. I pray this prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, let's keep in prayer while Brother Borders or whoever who's going to lead the singing, keep your heads bowed. And I'm coming down now. Stand at the line here and pray with these people.
Holy be.
Ever witnessed any more faith than I did in that line. Really, the finest prayer line I believe I ever had in the United States in my life, to see a line going through like that. I'm just as sure as my name's William Branham and I'm standing here at this platform, you pastors will hear about your people that went through that line. It was really a grand faith. some of the best I ever know in my life, according to the only way I have to witness it, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It was really marvelous. Thank you, people. I all that believes you're healed, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to that. God bless you. God be with you. Till I meet you again. If the Lord willing, I'll be up here at this Tularea. Is that what the name is? Tularea? Tularea, up here this next week. Now let's all stand to our feet just a moment while we are dismissed in a regular procedure. And then they're going to give out their prayer calls here and so forth. God bless you. And God bless you, ministry brothers. That's what makes it so real. When you brothers, there was Paul, Cain, and all these pastors and all stand along here, a great support in faith. I've really enjoyed this meeting immensely. I consider it one of the red light meetings I've had in the United States. I've had ones that's bigger. God bless you, Sister. God bless you, Sister Upshaw. There isn't a week goes by that I don't think of you and Brother Bill. I'll meet you on that shore there, Sister, where all the old things are passed away. We'll be there that day. Amen. Now let us bow our heads while we ask the pastor here, one to come and dismiss us in prayer officially. Let us bow our heads, brother. The Lord.
Just another. When you raise your arm, that does something to you. It certainly does. It gives you a feeling that you've done something that's right. Then a person put up their hands. I see you way back in the back, yes. Then a person put up their hands. God bless you. I see you there again. You here, yes. My, that's good. And remember, if I miss seeing your hand, he'll see you. He knows all about it. Remember, he knows. God bless you, young sister. He knows it. Our Heavenly Father, they're yours now. They couldn't raise that hand. There's something told them to do it. Yet maybe none of them has ever seen the visible, outstanding signs of your presence here on earth in the last days. But they see it here. The Scripture said so. And may they understand tonight that even the Bible has been preached for all these years and still people disbelieve. But when you got Cleopas in his frame and then turned and did something just the way you did it when you were alive on earth before the crucifixion, they knew that was the same Jesus. Now, Lord, do the same for us tonight. Do it tonight for these sick people, just like you did before your crucifixion. That measure 2,000 years, men and women will know that you live. We wait upon thee, Father, through Jesus' name. Amen. Now, to you that raise your hands, I want you to set real reverence for a few minutes. I'm going to call a prayer line. I don't say that God will do it, but I want to ask you a solid question, people. As there's several hundred here, 500 or 600 or whatever it is, look, that's a whole lot of people. But look, when I ask you something, we're responsible to God. We are. And He's responsible for His Word.
Yes.
Now, if He makes that Word live again, I want everyone to raise your hand, and you that didn't raise your hand, immediately everyone's come here to stand at the altar. It's as soon as we pray for the sick. Where's Billy? Just wait now. Listen, folks, to me now. Now, do you realize where I'm standing here? How many understand what I preached about? And I claim that He's raised from the dead. Now, if He is raised from the dead, He promised to do this. Now, it hasn't been in any year since the apostles, until this time, as far as we know. But He promised at this time the Son of Man would be redeemed, like it was at Sodom. Now, you read at Luke 17, about 20 to 30, if that isn't real. He promised him. Read Malachi 4. Don't mix it with Malachi 3. Malachi 3 was John the Baptist. But Malachi 4, as soon as this was over, the wicked, the righteous walked out on the wicked, and the world was burnt with fire. It never happened in the days of John's life. We're expecting that great anointing upon the church that will turn the hearts back to the original doctrine of the fathers. That's the real, genuine Pentecost. All right. Be reverent. Billy, call her, Susan, get them all lined up. Are they all ready? Okay. Now, be reverent. Somebody sort of help off your arms. Now, if everybody be real quiet, listen to me. I want you to make me a promise. I promise God that He knows my heart. And He knows yours. Now, I'm only obligated to say this what's true. That's all I'm obligated to do. God wrote it. I never, it isn't me. It's the Bible, you know. Now, if He will reveal that, won't that bring Him right here alive among us?
Yes.
What if you didn't have a sense of sight? Nobody did. And you'd walk out into the sunshine. Sometimes you wouldn't know where you're walking because you're tired. And you walk in the sunshine, you feel real something around you, real warm. That's why you walk into shade and sit in there now. Nobody ever knew what sun was, never had that sense of the sight. You wouldn't know what it was. Somebody said, that's the sunlight. What is sunlight? What is light? What is the sun? See? You never heard of it. See? Well, that's the light that comes down. What is the light? See? And that's where we feel the presence of God. Then if we don't feel it, and we walk in that. See? If you're in a dimension that you see, you can say, what is it? See? You know what that is. Now, if God is raised up from the dead, and is here tonight, He promised it. Now His corporal body sits on the throne of God. He sat down on the throne of God. But the Holy Spirit is here, which is Christ in spirit form. The word Christ means the anointed one. And that anointing was up on Him is up on the church. Now it just kept coming from justification, sanctification, baptism, Holy Ghost, restoration of the gifts, right down to the top of it. Right, coming in a minority all the time, because we've got it now. And now there's a church, now a bride will come out of the church. See? Church goes through the tribulation here, not bride. Excuse me, I wasn't preaching. All right. This is the lady coming here. Notice, I don't believe there's a person in here that I know, that I'm looking at. If ever one of you here is strangers to me, raise up your hands. You know I know nothing about you, so if the people are strangers in here. Now please, please don't move around. Set still there. All that's in the prayer line that doesn't know me and know I don't know nothing about you, raise up your hand. There we are. Now here sits a group of ministers. See, it's just right out here. Won't we all look? See? Now, this lady here is a stranger to me. I ever who's on that in here watch that mic. All right? Now, I'm going to talk to her. Here comes back St. John 4. Where Jesus talked to a woman and told her what her trouble was. And she believed that was a sign of the Messiah. If that was a sign of the Messiah, then it's still a sign of the Messiah because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that right? Met like this. Now, I'm not Jesus. And no doubt this woman here isn't that type of woman. But what I'm trying to say, it's the same. Here's a man meets a woman, and there's something wrong there. And if something will come in here to reveal it, that shows it has to be God. Now, I don't know all that. I never seen a woman in my life. See? And she raised up her hand and I didn't know her and she don't know me and here we just stand here. Now, I just want to talk to you and actually been speaking like that preaching sister. If that's what see, one is a preaching, another is anointing or something else. Now, if the Lord Jesus could explain to me or show me by vision something that you want, something that maybe it might be fitness, it might be financial, it might be domestic, it might be for somebody else. I don't even know. You don't have any idea. But if He would tell me something is wrong or something's wrong in your life or something is you're terribly sick or somebody else is sick or something's wrong, if He'd tell it, you know what's true or not. You'd say what's true or not. But if He knows what has been, then He certainly knows what will be. He can tell passion, present, and future. Now, would it make you believe with all your heart that you would get what your passions are? Would it make the audience believe that they would get what your passions are? I'd be referring to it. I just feel it. You can see what He's telling me. Because I don't know. I just, meeting after meeting, get nervous, you know, and preaching and hurrying up and watching this and watching mama. I get out here at 9:30 and you're at that time now. Makes me nervous, so we have to quiet ourselves. A gift is not something like you take a knife and chop something, that isn't a gift. A gift is to get yourself out of the way so the Holy Spirit can use it. And that's the only thing I have is get weed running from the sea so God can come on. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I think every spirit in here under my control for His glory, that the words that I have preached might be manifested, be sure. I wish I could tell you how it is. My. If you tell me that tomorrow morning and go to the presidential graveyard and raise up George Washington, I'd say, come watch it. That's what he's saying now. I don't know why he's saying, but what he says, it'll be true. A lady suffering trouble with her eyes. She's got trouble with her eyes. It's bothering her. She's got back trouble. It's bothering her. She's nervous, extremely nervous. Isn't that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. Say another thing. You are a minister of some sort. You're like a woman. You're a woman preacher of some sort. Now, you believe with all your heart. Go and you have what you have. You believe it? Come, sir. We're strangers from another earth folk. The Lord knows both of us. You believe God can tell me that that was a woman, there's a man. You believe that God can tell me what you're trying. What he calls you to believe? You suffer with the nervousness. You've also got trouble with your eyes. You're going hammer all the time. Been doing that for some time. Another thing, I see something over your arm. Okay, so you have high blood pressure. That's what it is. You got high blood pressure. That's right, isn't it? I raise up your hands when things are high.
The
more you talk to him, more it would be. See?
Yeah.
Oh, watch. Just take your hand down. We haven't got too many there. Just take your hand. Now, I don't know what I said to you, but it's on the record. See? That's how it's on the table. I don't know what he said. But let's see now. Yes, it's eyes. That's for one thing. And then another thing, you got a blood clot, and that's in the brain. And you had a stroke. Now, it's true. You believe now? You believe you're going to be all right? You believe that's God talking, not me? All right, then we'll believe it. That's all you got to do. You can just tell me that's all. How do you do? You believe that God can reveal to me your trouble? And if he can, will he make you believe him?
Yeah.
It will. What are you scared about? Can't help him. Right? He's got this nervousness. And then another thing, you've got trouble in your neck.
Yeah.
That's right. Your trouble's in your neck. Then you've got somebody on your heart that you're praying for. You're having a lot of trouble with it.
Yeah.
And that's over alcohol.
Yeah.
It's your husband.
Yeah.
He's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And you're praying for him. You believe for me?
Yes,
then I'll pray that Jesus Christ will believe for
me.
You believe? Now, that crack you believe, right? Those two, three, or four, whatever's went by, that's as much as Jesus did the entire Bible.
Yeah.
See? He done that woman, told that woman that one thing, and he went out in the sniper, and he just said one more thing to anybody down there. But they believe because of a woman's testimony. You don't want to have them testify. You stand out here and measure yourself.
Hallelujah.
You just must believe. Of course, some wouldn't believe. There's nothing in them to believe with.
Right.
How do you do? We're strangers. Wouldn't I be a terrible person to stand here to love a gray-headed woman like that and thank her? My own precious mother, who had been about that age, and she just passed on here a couple of years ago. And if anything I need to help that poor lady, I do. I know if she's sick, if I could take and push it a coin with my nose around this city, I do. I don't care who laughs at me. I want her to get well. If I could help her, I think so. But I can't help them. And what she needs, God already did that. If he loves you more than I do, he died for you, and I never did that. But he loves you enough to die for you. But then he sent me back. Just don't look at me. Get your pastor here and pray, lay hands on today. They see us been done so much in the revival. That's kind of in the past, you know, now up in some other, you know, I mean, right? Something else. Now, if the Lord will reveal me, what's your trouble? You believe to be his prophet or his servant? You believe it's him? You that thank you, sister. Now, I believe that kidney trouble has been suffering with. Believe me. You believe that's you? You've got a request in your heart you want to ask me. What if I reveal that request before you ask me? Would you make me believe more? You want me to pray for your daughter? She's not here. What does the Word of God? See, these ministers don't say this. The Bible said in Hebrews, New Testament, 4th chapter, the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, cutting asunder, even the mind of the bone, and a discerner
of the thought into the heart. Is that right, brother?
Amen.
What is it? It's the word lauded for this day. The word lauded for this day, fulfilling this promise. When the Son of Man shall be revealed, the days of Sodom, all these other things promised, here it is, it's the Word of God being revealed, because it's the Word itself discerning the thoughts of the heart.
Right.
Does that work? Now, this lady, I know her not. Another kind of a person. What would I be an awful person? I could help him. Just a moment. Somebody else was a man. The man who appears is somebody out there for him. Just have faith. I just have to stay one looking. See, that's all I have to say. It's one to see. You are a man. Yes? You're suffering with a stomach condition. And your stomach. Now you want to ask me a request. And that's for your mother. She isn't here, but she's sick. You want me to pray for her, is that right? You've got another request. It's somebody that's not here, it's a way away from here. Not to say it's in another country. It's way away from here. And it's a young person, a child suffering with some kind of a disease, tropical disease. South America. That's exactly what you're going to do. Agree with all your heart. I don't heal. He's already healed. Did you realize that the spread is changed? I think it just keeps going on and on. That's getting blind in those things. You say, that one, brother, sister, Jesus, a woman touched his garment, he turned around and seen what it was, and he said, virtue went from him. Is that right? Well, he was, yeah, that was God. What about me, a sinner? You must believe, don't doubt, believe. You believe, young woman, you believe that God can reveal to you what your trouble is? What would you accept it and believe with all your, you know it'd be true, but it is. Now, the one thing is your trouble is in your back. You have a back trouble, and then you have a great desire in your heart for something, and that is you are seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. You believe it? When you're going to see it, you want to believe with all your heart? You think God can do that automatically and make you well? I just keep on walking in faith. You just said, all right? Would you come to me and just say, do you believe with all your heart? That's the way. And you will have all your heart as you will be prayed with this morning. And then you shall stop all about it. Go thank the Lord. Then praise the Lord. All right. Now, do you believe that in every lady? Do you believe? All right, now, that lady's trouble, you haven't seen her trouble. Bro, just believe with all your heart and go to it. You'll get well and won't have it no more. If you believe. You have to believe it. All right, lady, the looker, come here, honey. Now, this is the girl, take her home. Come here, sweetie. I thought that's what it was. You choke up sometimes, don't you? You can't get your breath, but little Adam is awful bad, but God can heal. Don't you believe that? Lord Jesus, I pray that you will heal the child. Lord. Don't doubt, sister. Believe her. Don't believe now with all your heart. God, he will not be able to make anything well, he won't do. Do you believe that? You believe you're healing? Well, say, thank you, Lord, and Lord, I want you to rejoice. Just a minute. He's seen a man coming up here. See? Here it is. Little fellow sitting there holding a little boy's arms. You believe, sir? I'm a stranger to you. You believe God can reveal to me what you want? See, you touched him. I don't know you. But you're suffering with a trouble, a bone disease. And it's right. Your little boy there's got it. Your little boy sitting next to him's got it. That's your little girl sitting next to that. Her is in her arms and she's cross-eyed. That's right, raise up your hand. Now, do you believe? Don't doubt.
Amen.
That baby faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe. All things are possible to them that believe. What you need for, little lady, sitting out on the eve, your hands is up to your face crying. You believe me to be his servant? You believe God can reveal to you what your trouble is from here? You got a spiritual problem you're studying about, is that right? It's all going to clear up. It'll be all right. That lady sitting next to you there, you just talked to her, and then she put her handkerchief up to her face. You believe God can tell me what's your trouble, sister? Will you believe me as his prophet, his servant? You will. All right. That sinus trouble's been bothering you. She'll go away from you. You'll believe it. Will you believe it? If you will, raise up your hand and say, I believe it. You want to eat yourself of that stomach trouble, next to your lady, and believe with all your heart, too? The next lady's got a spiritual problem there, and you got a rash, too, this part of you. You got a daughter who's got a rash also, isn't that right? Yes, sir, she said it. You believe that? All right. You can be healed if you believe it. Why not on this one? Here, see this little Mexican man sitting down here on the end with a knife, and he'll see a light hanging over him? A man with darkness above that. See what it is there around him? That is epilepsy. You believe God can heal you of epilepsy, sir? You do? All right. You do it. Say, the little man next to you, that little Spanish man, he has a rupture. You believe God can heal your rupture, sir? You believe that with all your heart? You do? Next, you got a stomach trouble. You nod your head there. You have stomach trouble. You believe God heals you? Then go eat your supper. Be over with it. Tell me what they're touching all the way across the audience. What is it? It's the manifestation of the Word of God. Do you believe it yourselves? Do you believe it? First time, here's a man reading the Word of God. Sir, I don't know if you have ever seen him. You believe what you've heard the truth? You believe with all your heart. If God could tell me here, what's wrong with you, would you believe it? I'm going to tell you something now. You know it's anyway. He's shattered to death. It's cancer. And you're a minister of the gospel. I see you sitting before me. That's right. And you're from out of town. Now you believe with all your heart. You believe with all your heart. Why do you believe this from God? See? You can't believe it. There's some lepers. You know the story in the series with the seeds that lepers sitting there? They said, why do you think there's only God? If you said you're in God, we're doing the same in God. Doctors and all he did, he can't let it be done. It's advanced to that. You only got one chance. They don't ever have one chance. If they went out to the house of the enemy, if they saved them, they live. If they didn't, it's going to die anyhow. Yeah. But you're not interested in any house. You're in the presence of your God. You're in the presence of your God. Put your eyes up and take that cup and go home. Will the rest of you believe the same thing? If you do, stand up on your feet. I'm asking those people who raise their hands if they wanted to be saved and want to accept Jesus Christ, I want you to come up here and stand here with me just a minute. Will you come now? Come up here, you that believe and want to accept Christ. You'll never be any closer to me than invisible. Remember, the Word is I have preached, God has confirmed it to be the truth. Come on. Come up this way, everyone in here. Everyone that didn't know Christ, raise your hand and come here. Say you're sinners, you want to be saved. Come here and stand for a minute for prayer. Will you do it? Will you come? While he's so close, you mean you can see here the Word priest? See God turn around and say, that Word is the truth, that's me, I'm standing here. The very God that's going to judge you and then hold back? Don't do it, you might cut yourself off forever. See? There's three of them standing here, there's about 2 dozen. Come right now, will you? No song, you don't have to have a song. Christ is your song. Christ is your conviction. The Word's what tells it. That's right here comes to you, young man. Come right on out, choose this sinner. Come right down here just a moment, will you? Right? While I just feel there to stop that prayer line for this person. Come right here now. Come right here. We'll get to the prayer line. That's right, dear ladies. Come right on here, young lady. Right in this day when these young folks are coming, this great hour, when they're still teenagers on the rampage of immorality, these people are coming to hear. I trust that God will make them such examples for the neighborhood where they will see that Jesus Christ still stays for all. Won't you come? Come right out where you're at. Move down here. That's right. God bless you, boy. That's good. Come right up. Come. Way back in the back of the people, way back, raise up your hand. Won't you come on down now? I'm almost persuading you. I'm
The word is standing on the outside knocking, trying to get in. Lord, I stand the door and knock. If any man will open and come in, let me come in, I'll sup with you, be with me. Won't you come? Come right down, I'll stand here. Look, the word has been preached, it's been proven. Christ is raised from the dead. Here he is, doing just what he said he would do. Not connected with organizations, denominations, to take into something, that's your choice. I want you to take Christ now. Come, won't you? Is there another? It's God bless you. That's right, bring him out on up here. Brother, when you walk down here now, these will be members of your churches. Come on. Come on. Somebody else, like the presence of Christ, I can feel the Spirit is calling in my heart. Surely, if that's doing that in my heart, there's somebody out there that should be coming. Is there a backslider out there that should come? Come stand here. Will you do it? Some of you? Backslider? Will you come? That's right. God, you should come. That's right. Come right on down. Certainly. That's the way. Be a real man, real lady. God made you a lady. God made you a man. That's virtue. That's strength. Come now, won't you? Come stand around here. That's right. That's right. God wants you. In his divine presence. Remember, the very, who's God going to judge the world by? Jesus Christ. Who is the promise to do this in the last days? To reveal himself? Jesus Christ. Not me. It's Christ. Christ is the one that you're revealing himself. Humility like he was, coming out of nothing like he did, coming into us like he had. God, by each one of you ministers, get right down around these people right quick now. Get right down among them here. Stand right around. We're going to pray for them. Someone else wants to come in this prayer. Just a moment. All right. These will be members of your churches, friends. These will be, you have to take them from here on now. They see the Lord Jesus in his power of his resurrection. They're here to become members of your church. You baptize them in Christian baptism. Take them into your fellowship. They're yours now from here on. In the caretaker at the end. Let us bow our heads to everyone. Each one Christian out there that's sincere. Offer prayer for these people. Is these men supposed to bring them into the room? Before they can be instructed, brother? All right. Heavenly Father, this is the result of the need. Here come sinners. 15 or 20 of them gathered up on the altar. Wanting to give their hearts to you. I pray, Father, that you will receive them. In the name of Christ Jesus the Lord.